Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Today, we're going to be talking about give. But again, as before we get there, we're going to highlight some things we talked about yesterday. And yesterday, we talked about finding the author in you. Of course, you're going to have so many people who are going to try to tell your story, tell what your life ought to be, show you, you know, some things or what have you. And we talked about the importance of finding the author in you, where you taking ownership and you writing what your life story will entail. The homework was to determine what you wanted your life, what you wanted your story to be in the next 5 years, and to set benchmarks for yourself to make sure that those things are being done. I hope and pray that that went well for you, and we will jump right into today. And so today we're talking about something that is very important. The name of the topic is very simple. It's simply give. So every leader, every person, every individual, if they want to experience great things, if they want to be able to receive great things, they must get in their heart, their mind, and their spirit the importance, I would even say the power of giving. And I hope and pray that those who are watching, those who are joining right now, that you are givers, that you love to give, that you love to help people, that you love to inspire and lift up people. I pray that that is what you are doing. And if not, I pray that you'll be at least willing and open to hear what we'll talk about today, and willing and open to be a giver. Okay, so giving is one of the most, it is the most selfless acts of any human being, of humankind. It is very selfless. It shows that you are giving of your will, giving of your desires, and that you're being of help to someone else in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And then not only does giving put us in a place to receive, however, when we give, especially if a leader gives, it positions you to be in a place to really take your organization, your business, or how about this, take yourself to another level. And it's a leader's job. It's a leader's duty to serve. And another way to serve is to say give, because you cannot serve anybody or serve anything, serve any purpose if you do not give. And there are so many people who are in leadership positions, and maybe one day we'll talk about the different levels of leadership in the sense of being given the title as leader opposed to actually being a leader. There's a distinct difference, and we'll probably talk about that another day. However, if you are going to be a leader, it's imperative for you to serve. And another word for saying serve is to give. And as I was alluding to, there are so many people who are in positions now who unfortunately fail to give. They fail to give. They only want to be served, but they do not want to serve. And it really is an indictment on their leadership, and it does not reflect the giftings of a leader at all. Some people may look at that and say, wow, if that's what leadership is about, I don't want to be a part of it. And so I want to change that narrative and let everyone watching know that it's important for a leader to give, a leader to serve. And if a leader does not serve, if a leader does not give, then they are not operating in leadership at its best. And so we have to keep that in mind. However, when we give, there are a few things that I really believe that every leader must be mindful of in terms of preparing to give. And so there's a couple of things that leaders should be mindful of when they're preparing to give, because there are so many things, let's be honest, that get in the way of giving sometimes. Sometimes we don't want to give because we don't know if we'll receive. The spirit of reciprocity, it is essential, it is important. However, certain, it should not be the reason in which you do not give. There's one thing that we're going to talk about, and we're going to deal with motives. And so sometimes we have to make sure that we move all barriers out of the way. And so when I'm talking about the, I'm going to just share two things. When I share these two things, I'm talking from the perspective of making sure that you're giving from a right place. I'm talking about giving, and it's no motive attached to it. This is strictly just on giving, because of course there are times in which reciprocity and it should be seen. There should be a point in which you do not want to deplete yourself or exert yourself more than you are able to extend yourself. You don't want to go beyond your limits. However, the two things that I'm going to share to you today, they are going to be talking about giving in its rawest form, minus the details and all of that. Because at the truth, at the heart of it, at the foundation of giving, it is to give with no expectation, which is our first one. It is the real art of giving. It is giving with nothing else in your mind. It's just simply giving. And another thing that we talk about in relations to giving, a barrier that must be moved, is hurt. Sometimes we want you to make sure that even if you're in that place, that when you are dealing with the place of hurt, that you compartmentalize the individual and the act or the art of giving. Because the truth of the matter is, when there is hurt involved, sometimes we can attach certain feelings or not doing something because of the hurt, even though the person may or may not have anything to do with it. And so those are some barriers that I want you all to keep in mind, so that when we get into giving, if they are barriers, that they will be torn down. So the first thing I want to talk about in relations to giving is remove expectations. When it comes down to giving, it's important that we remove expectations. And we should remove these expectations, because if you are a leader, you want to remain genuine. You don't want anything to be in the way of you being genuine, because someone being genuine or not, you don't have to be a prophet to tell. You don't have to be in leadership for 50 years or anything like that. When someone is genuine or not, we can just feel it. Am I right? We can just feel it. And because we can feel it, that means that they can feel if you're genuine as well. And so we have to make sure that there's no expectation involved when we give, because when we give, we want to make sure that we're coming from a genuine place. You can't tell me that you've never met somebody who wasn't genuine. And because you could do that, that means others can do the same. And so we want to make sure that every leader should have no initiative behind their giving. It's also important for every leader to know that those who are following them should have an expectation of you, and you should have an expectation of them. Okay, so let me say this again, because what I'm about to say, I don't want it to confuse you. So I'm gonna say this a couple of times. We should have an expectation on those who are following us. However, us giving gifts or us giving of ourselves, our time, or whatever we're going to give, our giving should not be an incentive for them to meet the expectation. I'm going to say that again. We should have expectations of people. However, our gifts should not be the factor or used to foster them to make the right decisions and to exceed or to at least come up to the expectation. And when I say that, I'm saying that if they cannot do what is asked of them, if they cannot step up to the standard of the expectation that is at hand, maybe they do not need to be a part of your life, be a part of your business, be a part of your organization. You should never get to a place in which you should have to give in order for an expectation to be met. An expectation should be met, period. And then we go to the next sentence. It's important that we give. I hope that makes sense, because if we don't, then we get into manipulation in leadership, and we get in manipulation in followership. And that's what we don't want. We don't want to be connected to people, to organizations, to things that only operate when things are given. No, when you signed up, if you're volunteering, if you are getting paid, especially if you're getting paid, if you are giving of yourself in service and committing to something, before you even commit, you should know the expectations. You should know what is expected of you, with or without a gift. And like I said, if that individual, that person, whatever the case may be, even in your personal life, if one cannot rise to the expectation that is set based off of your relationship and what you decide before the commitment is made, if that cannot be done except with a gift, then maybe that whole thing needs to be looked at again. And so we want to make sure that when we give, that we give with no expectation. We have to remove all expectation, because it is important that we serve and that we lead from a clean slate, from an honest space and a pure place, because that is what is going to be needed to get to the next level. Because I wanted you to know that in leadership, people watch what is done at the top and it comes down. Even in the business, in the church, your organization. How about this? Even in your family, what the child sees at the top of the home, at the parents level, the mom, the dad, whoever, it trickles down. And so if you are genuine, if you're not exuding all of these great attributes of leaders, then those who are watching you are going to adopt those and think that it's okay. And sooner or later, those who are under your influence will sooner or later rise and grow. And if you want to make sure you have a healthy culture, not just for the now, but for the future, you have to make sure that you're modeling great things, because they are definitely being picked up intentionally and in their subconscious. These things are definitely being picked up. And as they rise, they will bring those things with them. And so now is the time to make sure that we're very intentional about what we say and do, because it is going to change the lives of our organization, our ministries, our homes, because those who are watching will soon continue what we model. And so we have to be very intentional and very cognizant of what we do and say. Okay. And so when we remove expectations and just give simply because it's the right thing to do, then we get into a blessed place. We get into a great place, a great posture to do great and marvelous things. Okay. The second thing I want to say before we head on out is give often. And this one is very interesting. And I hope and pray that you really take this one in, because sometimes we feel as if, you know, we give excuses, to be honest. I mean, let's just get right to it. Sometimes we give excuses when it comes down to giving. We say we can't, don't have enough, da 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 da. And so I want you to put in your mind the importance of giving often. Because giving should be done as often as possible. We should look for ways to give. We should look for ways to be a blessing to others. We should look to do that. Because when we are intentional about looking to give, I believe that somebody, if not in human form, I believe truly that God is looking intentionally on how to bless us. And we give not to receive a blessing, but we give to be a blessing. And we have to make sure. And every time, not only that, but every time a leader gives, it does something internally in the life of the leader. When you give, it should bring you a great joy. It should bring a smile on your face when you do something nice for someone. When you give, it should foster healthy connections. When you give, it develops trust. And when you give, it also enhances your self-worth. Because when we think about our giving and we have all these great things that just muster up and just grow up within us, and all the joy and the happy feelings, we our self-worth, it goes up. And that is essential, because we have to make sure that we are really in tune with ourselves, with our feelings, with our emotions. And nothing is better than giving, because when we give, we gain value. If not to anybody else, you should be knowing in within you that when I give myself, I know that I'm becoming more valuable to me. Because every time you give, it's an indication that you are blessed. Every time you give, it is an indication that your value is up. And the more that you're able to give, it highlights the importance and the value that you have. The more you give, that means you had it to give. And that means that you are valuable. And so the more you give, the more you should be able to see your self-worth go up and up and up, because you're able to give more, you're able to do more. And so we have to keep that in our minds. Okay. And as you give often, you must realize that there is no such thing as giving too small. There's no such thing as giving too small. I remember one time, you know, I would say to somebody, you know, I don't want to give that, you know, what is my $5 going to do, or whatever it may be. You know, I don't want to do that. What is me just talking to them going to do? And then I had to be reminded of the fact that whatever I do, whatever I give, it is more than what the person had. And so you have to keep in mind that there's no such thing as a small gift. There's no such thing as giving too small, because when you're giving of your time, when you're giving of your energy, when you're giving of your resources, when you're giving of your gifts and your talents, or whatever it may be, it is something more than what the person had prior to coming in contact with you. And so with that being said, there's no such thing as too small, because what I think is too small, it's still make it a little bigger. Let's think about money. You have $1 million and I only have a penny to give. Once I give you that penny, now you have $1,000,001. It is more than what you had. And so we have to get that in our mind, because sometimes we feel that we don't give because we don't feel like it's going to be valuable. We say, nah, I'm not going to talk to them because, you know, they're not going to think what I'm giving is valuable. No, I'm not going to give of my gifts and my talents, and I'm not going to do this or that because, you know, it's just not enough. No, it is enough. And we have to remove that from our mentality, because when we're doing that, we have to understand that our subconscious mind is constantly writing. And as a leader, we want to make sure that our subconscious mind are writing and notating things that's going to help us and get us to the next level, not to write things that's going to cause a fight or pull within ourselves. No, we want to make sure that we are doing things in an intentional manner, because when we're doing that, in our subconscious, it is moving, it is writing. So when we're saying that we're giving and we're going to give often, there's nothing too small. Our subconscious is like, oh no, we need to get bigger. We need to get bigger. We need to get bigger. Opposed to saying, I would do this, but I don't have. That is going to also be written in your subconscious. And we do not want things that are not going to be helpful to us to be inside of us and to be leading and helping us make decisions. No, we want to take the reins. We want to declare and decree great things and just sit back and watch for them to blossom, for them to show up. Okay. And we have to keep in mind, and that when we give, it helps us to realize that we had it. It helps us to realize that we have more, that we have it and that we have more. When we give, it helps us to realize that we have it and that we have more, or can at least access more. And I'm going to say that again, because it's important to really get this in our hearts and our minds, because the truth of the matter is, we would not give if we could not give. I mean, you just couldn't. Okay. And we would not, most of us would not give if we didn't know that there was some in the reserve, let's be honest, or that there was a way in which we could get more anytime. And so because we give, no matter what it may be, It is telling our internal selves and our minds that there is more. And that is the place in which we need to get. As leaders, we need to position ourselves to give often. Because when we give often, we're telling ourselves that there is more. We're telling ourselves we have access to more. You know, we have access to more time. We have access to more wisdom. We have access to more money. We have access to it. And when we keep telling our minds that, you are going to not only keep saying it and decreeing it, but you're going to walk right into it. And then guess what? When we walk right into it, there we will see right in front of us even more. And then when we walk into the more, we're going to look and see that there is yet more, because I'm a firm believer that there is no limitation on God's children. Those who are believers, I believe wholeheartedly that there are no limitations, that when we enter into this place called sons and daughters of God, when we enter into that place, we come to a place in which we step into abundance. We move ourselves from lack and limits to abundance. But the only thing about getting into the space of abundance, to its infinite power, into tapping into the power of abundance, it requires us to give. Because when we give, things happen. When we give, it does something in us. I watched a movie called The Ultimate Gift that my mother told me about. It's a great movie. You should watch it. It's on YouTube and it's free. But she was telling me about this, and her, this gentleman, he had a really wealthy family member. I'm not going to tell you the whole story if you do decide to watch it. So let me stop right there. But I do want to say this. When this man gave, his life changed. And I'm not talking about with the money that he received. I'm talking about internally, his life changed. And if we are going to be great leaders, it's imperative that we change. Don't let the position change you. Don't let the money change you. Don't let the influence change you. Don't let anything change you based off of what you will receive from the monetary gift. But allow the art of leadership, allow God to change you on the inside so that you can really be the best leader that you are. This morning, pray that you enjoyed our time this morning on our session on give. And I want you to be looking for ways in which you can be a blessing to others. And no, I'm not just talking about money. Actually, money is really at the bottom of the whole list, because that's really, it's not as important as I think some people make it. The Bible says that money is the answer to all things. However, the Bible also talks about the importance of love. And at this moment, at this time in society, and even in days to come, I really believe that love, showing love, is going to really be what's going to help us to carry on. And so as we normally do, there's two things we have to do before we leave. And so the first one is to share with you all the homework for today. It is simply give something this week: information, money, food, resources, a good word, anything, inspiration. I want you all to make up in your mind that this week that you're going to give something. Because when we give, we position ourselves to step into the abundance. And so I want you to keep that in your mind, to give. Just give something this week. And let's close out in our prayer. God of all, I thank you so very much for all that you've done, all that you will do. We thank you, God, that we're up and that we're alive. We give you praise, because as long as we're up, as long as we're alive, that means we have something to do. Give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding. Show us what to do and how to do. I pray all day long that you be with us. Help us, oh God, to really be givers. Help us, oh God, to be willing to give of our time, our energy, our resources. Help us to want to show love and show kindness in spite of life and despite the hardship that we may be going through. Help us, oh God, to always be willing to give, because that is something that really help us enter into a place of abundance. And I pray that you help us as leaders to continue to grow, to continue to strive to be better. And we know that at the foundation of that, one of the foundational pillars is giving, and it is service. And I pray that you help us. I decree and declare that we'll be givers. We'll be lenders, not borrowers. We will get into a place in which we will we'll tap into more than enough, and that we won't be hoarders, but we will be able to sow and to give into the lives of others. God, I love you and thank you and praise you for all that you've done and all that you will do. and be with us is my prayer as we go through this day. Protect us, guide us, watch over us, and help us to turn into givers for your kingdom, for your glory. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for joining me on this morning, and I pray that you have an awesome, fabulous day. And I hope that you've been enjoying our morning sessions. And if you want me to talk about anything specific, if you have anything specific that you want me to bring up or talk about, I would love to do it. And so just let me know. You can send me a message, or you can send me an email, info@jonathanlotson.com, or go to the contact section in my website that's below, or whatever you want to do, just get in touch with me, and I'll definitely add your topic to it. And again, thank you so very much for joining me. You're welcome, Kiki. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for spreading the word about our morning sessions. And I know that it's going to get better and better and greater and greater. Again, have a wonderful day, and remember that we're going to be great givers. Peace and blessings. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together, so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.